Morning, everybody. This is News Radio 94.9 890 KDXU. It's Wednesday and time for Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
Hey, good morning, Andy. How are things going with you?
Hit the red button there.
Are we there?
Yeah, the red button was on. The slider was all the way down. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Much better, yeah.
All right. Very good. So, how are you doing today?
I'm good, man. Life is good. Went to the fair parade last night.
Did you?
We were in it, and I think we threw like 15 pounds of candy, and every bit of it was gobbled up by kids.
So. You bet.
That's ideal. I can't think of a better thing for kids.
A celebration of gatherings again.
Yeah.
I love it.
Isn't that exciting that we're out doing things? And
there was definitely a feel of, I got to get out of the house and go do something, and that's why the crowds were huge. It was great.
Yeah, some of our family went to that too, so yeah. That was good.
Very cool.
So so we were looking at, you know, what we've talked about in the past and this last episode of this that we had,
mm-hmm.
We talked about some things and it's surprising how many calls we were getting.
Still,
yeah.
Right. We touched on something 2 weeks ago, paid a little more focused time on it last week, and then this last week we had a lot more calls about it.
People are listening, and I think they're
really interested in knowing some of the, you know, benefits and resources that we can provide you with.
In fact, people are listening. But Andy, if somebody didn't have a radio, how could they listen to this program?
Well, you could go to 890kdxu.com and stream it live, or you could download our app from the App Store. Search KDXU, and it's right there. Or we could go to your website.
I was going to say, or you can go to our website.
Yeah, if you want.
We put them up there, too.
Right. If you want to stream live, if you want to listen to this, you know, from your phone at 8:30 in the morning, then stream it live. If you want to hear, you know, listen to the past episodes, then go to our website, and we'll show that in our website, pathwayhospicecare.com.
Now, do you have them all archived from, like, because you guys have been doing this a year now, right?
Mm-hmm. We do.
Not the very first one? Because that would be kind of fun to listen to, your very first one.
Oh, it wouldn't be fun for us. Listening to any of them is not fun for us.
Fun for who?
Yeah.
We're a little rough.
Entertainment value anyway.
Yeah, at some point. You know, when the great-grandkids are around, we have a chance to say, yeah, this is what we did for a while, you know, back when we were younger. We would encourage everybody to let other people know. We really believe we're trying to help the community and getting more people to have a better understanding. And for those people who don't have radios, but would still like to listen, we want to give them the ability to do that.
One of the things that Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care excels at for our patients is reducing stress and anxiety. And knowledge is the best way to overcome fear. We'll answer any of your questions and give you the resources to settle your fears and to help eliminate some of the burdens that you face each day as you deal with medical situations, either for yourself or the loved ones that you care so much about, even a neighbor.
Yeah. So give us a call. You know, it doesn't have to be something critical. It can just be a question that you have or something you're hoping for. We'd love to help you find the resource or put that program in place.
You said give us a call and you didn't give the number.
That's right. And that number, I think everybody in radio knows that now. It's the easiest number in the world to remember. Local area code 435. And then it's just 477 on the left and 6999 on the right. That's a, you know, easy number. It's almost easier than 911 to call.
Almost.
And any of your medical concerns, give us a call. And as we started talking about this last week, we went into some detail on this program that Medicare has to provide rides for, Medicare recipients.
Medicare Advantage.
Yeah, it's a Medicare Advantage program, but they provide up to 20 rides a year for any medical issues. And those medical issues can range quite widely. So if we can, you know, have people get a free ride to the doctor and back, and we can have them get a free ride to go to the grocery store to pick up their prescriptions and whatever else they may need from the grocery store, and we can get them a free ride to go to the eye doctor and maybe go shopping, you know, in that same strip mall and get a ride home, that relieves them of the obligation of, you know, driving themselves. They get to be chauffeured around. We think that's a
right. The dentist, the podiatrist, anywhere you're going. But isn't that a better way to look at it? If you're I'm going to, you know, advanced in your years, mm-hmm. or if you have medical conditions that makes it uncomfortable to drive or possibly unsafe for either you or others on the road, consider that you're not really giving anything up. You're not giving up your independence. You're going to be chauffeured around. That's a higher level of living, isn't it? That's a much higher quality of living. Not many of us can afford to be chauffeured around everywhere we go and relax in the back seat of the car while somebody else takes on the driving.
Yeah, so we'd really recommend that you at least try it. We're not suggesting that you have to give up the car yet completely, but give us a call if you're planning on going to a doctor, and let's see if we can get you a ride that makes it, you know, a fun experience for you.
Live like the rich.
Yeah, live like the rich. But then on the other side of that, we explored the possibility of the financial change that would happen. You know, if you sold your car.
Lump sum of money in the bank?
Yeah, you'd have a pretty good sized chunk of change just in your bank account that you didn't have before. And that may, you know, just may leave it there and manage out of it. But then look at the recurring costs. You know, when you're paying for insurance, and everybody's insurance is different, but, you know, they say that it averages about $1,500 a year for people over 60. And at $1,500 a year, that there's a lot of things you could do with that. But it's not just the insurance. I mean, fuel costs, having to get the oil changed.
Right. Car maintenance.
Yeah. Replacing the tires.
Registration. You said insurance. Registration is another, you know, big dollar ticket item.
Right. And having to get it washed. And having it sit in the garage and taking up space that you could be collecting other things.
Oh, perfect. Collect more.
That's right. So it's an interesting idea to consider that in this community, we have the resources now that we can have different choices. We don't have to have a vehicle, you know, at our beck and call to go every once in a while. And I was just talking to somebody last week, one of our families, and she said, well, you know, I try and do my shopping about once a month. You know, I just go with my budget and plan to do my shopping and try and get it all done one time a month, which means that's 12 trips to the grocery store a year. And if, you know, between the two of them, they've got prescriptions that need to be filled once a month or, you know, every other month, and they can, you know, use that as their reason to go to the grocery store.
Pick it up at Costco once, pick it up at Smith's once, pick it up around town.
Yeah. Harmon's has a drugstore inside. You can go to any grocery store. Every one of them has a pharmacy, which gives you that kind of flexibility.
Here's another little tidbit on that Medicare Advantage program. While they advertise that they give 24 trips, they'll give 24 trips if it's the doctor writes you a prescription, and you can even get some exceptions on that. So don't be afraid you're going to overuse it. You can continue to drive around in the back seat of the car and be chauffeured around like the rich and feel like you're not giving up your independence. You're just taking on a higher lifestyle.
That's right. So that's kind of what we wanted to just recap today. It was that conversation. And if you still have concerns, if you can't believe that you can get free rides around town, then give us a call. We'll work through that with you and we'll set up some appointments. They do want 3 days notice for those appointments. So, you know, when you set the appointment with the doctor, go ahead and set the appointment with us to get that ride. And we look forward to those calls.
And we'll teach you how to do it for yourself. But we just want to make it easier for you as you learn to take advantage of the benefits that are available out there.
Right. And again, it's not a full-time commitment to start. Just see what it's like to be driven to your doctor's appointment or to pick up your prescriptions. So we really appreciate the calls that we're getting. We're getting a lot of calls and from all areas of the community and from really all different people in different industries. And so we really appreciate the people calling and asking questions or giving us input or telling us that we didn't explain it well enough on the radio. You know, all of those things are great because all we want to do is make sure that everybody has this information. So if we're not saying it right, let us know so we can explain it a little differently.
Or if you have questions, often we aren't sure what questions the community may have. Please feel free to give our office a call. Let us know what your concerns are or what your problems are and what would make your life a little bit easier. There may be resources out there. That's actually how the ride service came up. One of our friends, not a patient, called needing some assistance getting to an appointment. And looking into it, we said, hey, if that's a problem for you, it must be a problem for others. And discovered that, yeah, there are programs available that will pick up the writing. So there are other programs available. Call and tell us what your needs are, and let's see if we can find resources to fix that problem for you.
Right. And until somebody actually goes out and finds out how to make it happen, it's not going to happen. So we'll do that. We'll do the heavy lifting of finding out how to change the industry here to make things better for everybody. So we really, you know, we just appreciate that. And we've gotten calls from a lot of different areas. We're getting calls from healthcare professionals, and that's great. We realize that some of them are actually listening to us on the radio, and that's comforting, and it's an honor for us to know that they're doing that, and we're getting feedback from them and some things that we'd like to talk about. So we had a call from somebody who works in a doctor's office, and they've been listening to the program for a while now, and they really appreciated the rideshare information because they didn't know that and couldn't believe that that was the case. But then after that, called back and told us that they appreciated us explaining the way that, you know, people could manage their finances different. And then she told us one of her frustrations, and it was kind of interesting that she was frustrated that, and I think we all know this, when you go to the doctor, no matter what doctor it is, it can be your audiologist, it can be your, you know.
I don't know if it was as much of a frustration as it was a concern that people didn't understand, that people had a lack of understanding of the requirements of the doctors, regardless of what kind of doctor it was, whether it was, you know, your oncologist, your primary care, or your podiatrist,
right,
that even they still have to take your weights, your blood pressure, and measure your current body's condition.
Right. And you could have a cardiologist already, but when all these other doctors are doing that, and it, that day there was just somebody who was annoyed that they were going to have to go through the same process just to see the doctor about something that didn't have anything to do with blood pressure and temperature. But she knew from her own personal experience that there have been times that when they've taken somebody's blood pressure, they've realized that they are in a cardiac emergency. You know, they're on their way to a stroke or a heart attack. And so they've actually rushed them to the emergency room to solve that. And that's one of the processes of this, is that the more often you get your blood pressure taken, because our blood pressure changes all the time, and we have to catch it at that time. It doesn't happen over a week or a month or a, you know, 3 month period between doctor's visits. These changes can happen rather rapidly. So every opportunity to check your blood pressure and do those things makes sense. And the information that they get from that also helps them manage the care that they are providing you within the scope of what they do.
Can I also just mention that this is one of the reasons why you should take advantage of the palliative care program that Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care does provide, sooner rather than later. Our nurses coming in regularly to check up on you, also to check your blood pressure and your heart rate, and check out your condition. Even while you, once you choose that program, you still get to use your podiatrist and your other doctors. They're still allowed to follow your care. But our nurses would catch things in advance. So we were talking about the podiatrist. Many of you don't realize that a podiatrist checking on your feet, maybe having problem with your toes, could actually be an indication of an infection. And with our senior communities, an infection can have a huge impact, literally a very rapid life and death situation. So if one of our nurses are in there checking up on you regularly, it's likely we'll catch those concerns in advance. However, if you are just going to a podiatrist, allow them to check those vital records to make sure that everybody's watching your out for your highest quality of life and your best care.
Right, that all of the care from all of the doctors is actually overlapping, and they're helping each other. Because if those events happen and nobody checked it, then you would be, you know, negatively impacted, if I use that term. But the patient was annoyed that they had to go through this, and one of the things And the doctors are trying to gather this information. There's certain information that they can get from doing those tests in front of them. But what she asked us to talk about today specifically was to encourage everybody to get an entire list of all the medications that they're on.
And have it in your pocket, in your purse with you when you go to the doctor, so that you can provide it. That way, as they're evaluating your current condition, they can understand what may be adversely affecting possibly the circulation or and maybe, you know, suggest trying a different medication, or they may recognize for you. And we've talked about this before, being your best medical advocate. Keep a copy of every one of your current records. And that means it's a document that you will constantly have to update and change as your prescriptions change. But it's so important that every doctor that you go to has a complete view of all your medications from every doctor you're seeing. Remember, doctors can have anywhere between 1,700 and, you know, 2,100 patients. They're not going to be able to remember every medication you're on and every specialist that you go to. That's your job. You need to be your own best medical advocate.
And let me add, from a recent trip to the doctor, they want to know if you're taking any kind of supplements, vitamins, and stuff, too. It helps to have those listed as well.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely right. The more information the doctor has, and that's every doctor, the better they can provide care within the scope of what they do. And as we've gotten older, and now we have three or four specialists that we're dealing with, most of those doctors don't know who your other doctors are. So there's no way for them to gather that information.
Well, and they certainly don't know as changes occur, yeah. Right? That's your job to keep them updated. So you might assume that they have your medical records, and at some point they may have, but they don't know how many changes you've had over the last, you know, since you've seen them in 30 days.
Right. Well, and they have their own file, and they're keeping track of the things they can keep track of. But as you're changing with other doctors, I mean, it'd be great if we had some central database that every doctor could plug into and make sure that their information is in there, that every other doctor would have access to it. And in the future, that may happen. And it's supposed to have already happened. I mean, there's an interoperability mandates out there. However, it's not being done yet. So the only place that a doctor has a chance of getting everything about your medical care is from you. He doesn't know who your other doctors are, he or she. And so there's no way for them to contact those other doctors and say, okay, so we need all the records for this patient who's coming in.
Nor should they have to. They do not have the time to do that. It's your job to stay on top of that.
Well, yeah. Can you even imagine the number of employees somebody would have just be making calls to all the other potential doctors that somebody might have so that they can get records back and then fulfilling those records other doctors ask for, and then having people get together and collate that all into, you know, their own file. That's not happening. So while everybody should, we recommend that everybody's listening to us actually do have those records themselves so that when you show up at the doctor's office, you've got a couple of different benefits here. One, if all we're talking about is your medication list and you have a complete list of all the medications that each of your doctors have actually prescribed and know that you're taking, then you can go to each doctor and they can make an informed decision. I get that this can happen pretty easily. We've had multiple patients where we've looked at it because we do look at the overall health and all of the records for patients that we're providing care for. And, you know, we've got patients who were on 7 painkillers because they had 4 doctors and 3 of them had prescribed a couple of different things. And they were on, you know, multiple blood pressure medications, and those were devastating to their bodies. And so when we got in and looked at that and said, okay, so now that we know all these things, what do we really need?
We being our medical doctors.
Yeah. And this patient wasn't in pain, but they were on 7 painkillers. We removed all of that. We removed a number of the blood pressure medications, and she rebounded and became so much better. And so those are the things that can happen if we have all of the records in one place. So if you, and there's a lot of things that you can do with your medical records, but today we're just focusing on getting a copy of all the medications that each of your doctors know that you're taking. You may have been prescribed a medication from a doctor a long time ago, and they may forget that that was prescribed, and they may have been prescribing another drug. Again, for blood pressure, we'll use that as an example. There are some introductory drugs that sometimes work, and then sometimes they don't, and so they may amplify that. But if you're taking the original one and another drug, you've compounded, you know, your blood pressure medications.
Well, and understand how often that misunderstanding happens. If you are on a blood pressure medicine and you're on it for 60 days, let's say, and the doctor comes in and determines, oh, this doesn't seem to be working the best for you, or you're having other complications, then they may change your blood pressure medicine. But as seniors, sometimes it's really hard to remember, when I get home, I stop that one and start this one. So now you're taking two. You've added one instead of removed one and added one. So these are really important reasons why we need to be on top of, have a list, a record, and be on top of our medical, our pharmaceuticals, and what medications, including supplements that we're taking, and have that with you every time you go to a doctor, regardless of what kind of doctor you go to.
Right. We can even take that one step further. Let's say that you've gone to your normal, you know, family care doctor, and they prescribed a couple of drugs, and they started this regimen, and then you go to your cardiologist and he notices your blood pressure isn't quite right, so he prescribes another one, and your doctor's checking to see if, you know, that if the one that he prescribed is working or not, and so we just compound this, that we get all this data, and there isn't a central clearinghouse for it right now unless you take on that responsibility. So
here's our invitation to you. If you would like help writing out your medications list so that you have a working document to take with you from medical doctor to medical doctor, give Pathway Hospice and Palliative a call, call at 435-477-6999. Will you gather all your medical records? Come by our office. We'll help you put one on a form that you can continually take to your doctors and update and change as you go, as your medications change. If the doctors have a working list, medications list, they'll be able to care for you better.
Well, and I'll take that one step further and make it harder for our staff. if you don't feel comfortable calling all of your doctors and asking for your medical records, then just stop by our office. We have a form, a standard form that we send to doctors when a patient comes on, and we ask for their medical records, and we'll gather that information for you.
That form just allows us access to medical records. That's all it does.
Yeah, all it does is it says that you give us permission to access that information. Then every doctor will send us that, and then from there we'll be able to, you know, collate that down and explain where your medical lists are and what those are for you, so that you can have that conversation with your doctor. If you take that list to each of your doctors, they will have more knowledge than they had before, and they will be able to provide better care for you. And so if you take that list to your primary care physician and he says, oh, well, you've got a cardiologist and your cardiologist has prescribed these things, I don't think we need you to be taking these over here, let's drop that off the list. That'll save you a little bit of money, but it'll also have great impact on your health. And your cardiologist may say, oh my gosh, you've been taking all of those drugs and we've been trying to counteract it. You know, your blood pressure's dropped so much that we were giving you medications to raise it up again. Yeah, we're going to manage that and be involved and come up with a plan that really works, that will be much more streamlined and more effective. So those are just great things that can be done. So that's really what we want to encourage people to do today. That's your assignment for this week, is either just call your doctor and ask for your medical.
All of your doctors.
Yeah, call each and every one of your doctors and ask for your medical records. If you don't want all of your medical records, and throughout these shows we'll talk about the different parts of it, but if you just ask them for what medications you're supposed to be on, so that when you get that, you can look at it and compare it to what you've been taking. You may be surprised that the doctor doesn't know that you've got some drugs that you're taking.
There were some changes made that got lost somewhere.
Yeah. When you look at all the processes that happen, you know, the doctor writes a prescription and the pharmacy fills it, and maybe it's a different pharmacy for that prescription, and then you're taking it and it gets refilled when it shouldn't have because there was a change. So, again, we just get that new baseline and get that all worked out. I think we're going to be much better off. So those are the things we really hope that we can encourage you to do today. Just ask your doctors, each and every one of them, for your medical records, or at least your prescription meds that you should be using. And then we also want to, we were donated yet another medical bed. And the last time we did it, we had somebody immediately call us and get that. So we know that there are probably other people that would like to have an adjustable, fully adjustable electric bed so that they, you know, can manage care better. And so we'd like you to, if you have somebody who you think needs that, give our office a call. We will work with you to get you one. Our telephone number again, 435-477-6999. And it's a great opportunity. You know, the medical beds are $1,200 to $1,500. And this one's donated. So it's really a great option for somebody. So if you know somebody, please give us a call. We'd love to to have that. And again, Andy, for somebody who wants to suggest somebody else listen to this program, they would be able to do it, not on the radio, but through what website?
890kdxu.com is our website, or you can download the app at KDXU. Just search for it.
Okay. Cool. We appreciate your time today. Thank you very much.